So what exactly do you do as a consultant for governing bodies?
I really do two basic things. One is that I teach a good bit. I conduct workshops for public officials of all kinds, mostly on the process of understanding public policy issues and making public decisions collectively. How do we talk about them in our communities? How do we make decisions? How do we understand what the issues are? So it's an interesting job.
What kind of advice do you give?
One is to understand why they're there. They're there because they represent the people, not just the people themselves, but the core values and beliefs of what Americans are all about, and that every policy issue represents the intersection of how those values come into play. So elected officials particularly, their job is really to deal with those normative tensions and trade-offs and decide in the face of what they're looking at, what's the best way to go. So having a framework and a language to be able to talk about that lets them do that. They all know what they're for, they all know their opinions, and they all know how they're different. What they don't know is what the commonality is and how they make a collective decision together. That's the governing challenge.
I imagine, as you said, you have to negotiate often a lot of personalities and strong stances. How do you do this, and how do you get people to realize what commonalities there are?
If you can get people to focus on the values behind the issues, then the differences become real and important differences about the policy choices and less about the people.
So what's your task up in Greensboro with the Charlotte City Council and some of the city leaders?
In this case, it's not a teaching or training role. It is a more of a facilitator role. And the purpose really is to help them have a meaningful outcome to the retreat. And in this case, it's really to help the city leaders think about how they move forward from where they are now in a couple of core areas: growth, economic development, community safety and policing, and land use and transportation.
You've seen a lot of governing bodies. Mm-hmm. How do you think Charlotte City Council gets along as compared to some of the groups you've worked with?
In terms of how they relate, it's pretty similar to all councils. They do better on some things than others. Some conversations are harder than others. Some are really, really good.
What conversations do you feel that the city council has a pretty easy time talking about as opposed to some of the harder ones?
Transportation, everybody recognizes the needs, recognizes the challenges, knows that it's vital to the city to be able to manage that. Relatively more difficult, maybe, issues of economic development. In a big city, how do you emphasize economic development that benefits the city as a whole and still address specific kinds of needs that you may have different needs in different parts of the city?
And one last question.
Sure.
Do you have any inclination to be an elected official yourself at any point?
Only at the rarest moments when, like every other citizen, I have that impulse to say, well, I could do this better. But when I get home, that usually wears off. Value what those folks do and admire them, but I would not trade places.
Why wouldn't you trade places?
Because in that role, I'd be advocating for a particular approach, solution, which you would need to do, and that's certainly good. There's no lack of people advocating for what we ought to do. There are very few people helping people understand and remember why we do what we do and why we do it the way we do. And when people get tired of democracy, when they only want, you know, a vending machine model of government, and they only want to get the things that they are going to help them, or they don't understand why we elect citizens when clearly other people could do it better, we're fatigued because we've now been doing this so long. So actually, I think helping people be able to think about that and remember that and preserve that is something I can do more meaningful than simply advocating, because there's no shortage of people to do that already.